From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Thursday's deadly attack in Jakarta, Indonesia. The coordinated bomb and gun attack left 7 people dead, including all 5 terrorists. The Islamic State-linked Amak News Agency says the attack targeted foreign nationals and security forces charged with protecting them. Foreigners were among 20 people who were wounded. Earlier, an Indonesian national police spokesman said an IS-affiliated group was probably behind the assault and that the attackers were trying to imitate the November attacks in Paris. The violence began with a series of explosions mid-morning in an area near a shopping center, luxury hotels, embassies, and other office buildings. Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry condemned the assault in Indonesia. Kerry said that those who carry out these kind of attacks have no hope of succeeding.
Not state actors choosing to go to war with each other, but non-state actors choosing in lone events to simply go out and destroy, blow up, kill innocent people, and leave destruction in their path. The world will fight against that. The world will not accept that. And we will do what is necessary.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon expressed solidarity with Indonesia's people. Indonesia's president, speaking on local television, condemned the acts of terror, stressing authorities are working to contain the situation. Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim-majority nation, has been the target of several terrorist attacks, most notably in 2002 when bombings in Bali killed 202 people. This is VOA News.